We are on Daf Lamed Vov on the base. We have two Taisvis to learn on the Sugya. The Gemara Ares Takashe, the Reisha that says that the Reisha says Sher Shanoga Harbo V'Chamisha Shvom Zeh Hazeh Yishalim La'achin Shebohem V'Yesh Bo'i Moisa Yachza L'Shalafonov V'Yesh Bo'i Moisa Yachza Shalafneifonov V'Achin Achin Niskar Divrei Ramei. So Gmar Esta Kashe Ramei holds like a Bishmoel. So, why is there a klal of achen, achen, niska? The seder should be rishain, niska. The first nizek got a shibud on the shoyl, and his shibud is first, and then if there's a second nizek, so he can only take after the first nizek took his shibud. So why does the Mishnah say a seder of achen, achen, niska? So the Gemara answered and is speaking about that the Nezoikin had were toifis the share from the Bailam. And therefore the Nezoikin become a Shemrei Socha on the share, because since they were toifis the share from the Bailam, they became Shemrei Socha on the share. So if we will say the Hezekis of all the Shvorim and Hezekim were the same Shabbos, so the Seder is as follows. Let's say the Sher Shel Bailim was Negeach Asher Shel Masayim Zuz of Reuven. So now Reuven had a Shibud of Amone on the Sher. Now Reuven was Taifis the Sher and was Mazik Shimon. Shimon Sher. So Memele, so now Reuven is Machayev, is Mechuyev Lishmer Sasher. So Memele, so his Mone, his Shibud of a Mone, he loses it, and it goes over to Shimon. And then the same scenario happens Shimon the Levi, and Levi and Yehuda is Bekitzel. Yishalim la'achin shebehem, and all the previous nezoikin lost their shibud that they had acquired to that they were pesheya b'shmiras hasher. So memele, that what they possess in the sheil goes over to the next nizik. So that's pshat yishalim la'achin. Kegain shetov say nizik, sektoisves vidavke l'Rabbi Yishmoel hu nase shemer socha. According to Rabbi Yishmoel, the toifes is a shemer socha. Avol l'Rabbi Kive de Omar shutveninu, according to Rabbi Kive that holds that the yuchlat asher, so the nizik became a shutev, V'kichesh v'shibach ave b'shus ha-nizik, any shvach happened in the shir, any krash happened in the shir. So the nizik gains and suffers l'mi the bailam. So he's mamish ashutef with the bailam. Le'nase shem asoch, he doesn't become a shem asoch on the chelek ha-bailam. Elo michelkoi is a shemer on chelkoi, that means half of the shir belongs to him. He's mechuyev to watch his half. Al kol echad mutar lishmer chelkoi. I'm not mechuyev to watch the shutev's chelik. The shutev wants, let him come and watch his chelik. Ashti yoseh shaper, the bein ramei, bein reb shimen ayri betov sik nizik, v'loi keperish hakuntres. Rashi holds that just like by Tofse Nizik, according to Rabbi Yishmoel, he becomes the Toifes becomes a Shomer on the whole Shoyel. So So within, according to Rabbi Akiva, he also becomes a Shemer Socha and the whole Sher. And Tosfos disagrees. According to Rabbi Akiva, he's only a Shemer on his Chelek. And for 1 minute, let us see the Rosh. Rosh is Mavayr, a little Shitas of Tosfos, and he paskens like Tosfos. The first Rosh, Perek Revi, I mean, it's Kuf Chavavim at Beis. Hach Masnisen Mukilo Begmore Reishe Krabi Shmuel Shetof Seinizik Beseife Krabi Kive Domo Shutfenino Uperish Rashi Krabi Kive Nami Itof Seinizik Nasa Olov Shemer Lenizokin. So he becomes a Shemer Behifsid Chelkoi. And he loses his chelik. Menizokim acherim lo yefsidu. The other nizokim are not mafsid. Kiven shaloi poshu bishmirosa. They want pesheyan nishmire. So they will not lose. They will not lose. Kiven shaloi poshu bishmirosa. Bataisus Pirshu, Rabbi Kiva de Shutvim Nino, Vim Kichesh Oishivach Ube Shushneim, Venase Shaime Elo Michelkoi, Dal Kol Echod Mutalishme Chelkoi. So Memele, they'll also lose. They will lose. Avala Vishmoel Shain Le Chelik Mabura Beguf Asher. According to Rabbi Yishmoel, that the Nizik does not have a Chelik Mabura in the Sher, that means the Sheir really belongs to the Bailam, and he was Tofeset for his Shibud. Havik my Reuven shechayim leShimon mone, v'tofa Shimon misha Reuven chayfet sheshove mosaim kedei lepora mimenu, and he was Tofes chayfet sheshove mosaim, so Shimon was Tofes Reuven's chayfet. Milsa de pshiti shechai bishmiris kola chayfetz. So then you took my chayfetz, you want to ensure your shibud, you took my chayfetz, but since you took my chayfetz, you mechuyev to watch my chayfetz completely. V'chein adas noitet, la abekive, ave kemoi chayfetz shehu shel shneim, shelofomim ze shaymrim, lofomim ze shaymroi, loilom achiyusoi al shneim. A chayfet shel shnei shutfim, so the chayis is, it belongs to both of them. The derech hashimush is sometimes it's by one, sometimes it's by the other, but the responsibilities are mutul on both bailam. Asha'en kein, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the nizik does not have any bailas whatsoever, so he's responsible for what happens to the shirt. He's mechuyev to pay for the nizokim that the share was mazik. Now let us see the next tosfos. The Gemara had asked Akasha, it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel, and the nizik was tosfos, so that's very good, that the Nizik loses his chelik. He became a shemer on the shel. So he loses his chelik that was meshubatim, that goes to the Nizik ha'achrei. But the Gemara said, it says further in the Mishnah, im yesh boim moisa. The Gemara understood moisa means that is left over after the Nizik ha'achrei took what he's entitled to. So the mission says, "Imyesh by Moisa Naito Mishalafonov." So the Gemara said that doesn't make sense. The Nizik Shalafonov lost his chelik because he was peshein the Shmiras Hashir, and that goes to the Nizek HaAchayim. And all the other Nizekin also, that's how Rashi explained, when they were all Teifus to Shoyer. So that Shibut that they had in the Shoyer went over to the next Nizek. They don't have any Shibut anymore in the Shoyer. So the only one who has a Bailus in the Shoyer is the Bailim. So it should have said him, Yesh by Moisa Yachsel Abailim. It goes back to the Bailim. He says, Yeh Basher Shava Masayim, Shnogach Sher Shava Masayim, Vein Nebele Shava Klum. So Bishas, the first Hezek, the Bailim remained the Bailus of 100. The first Nizik received a Shibud on 100. And then, since he was Teufis, and there was Mazik another share, which is also, the Hezek is 100, so he loses his 100, and it goes over to the second one. The second one is Teufis, so it goes over to the third one. And Lamai said, the Nizik Ha'achain is entitled to be Goyva from the share his money, and the other money of the share, Yesh by Moise, the other money belongs to the Bailam HaRishayim. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, Yesh by Moise Yachzel Lefonov, it goes to the Nizek HaRevi. And Yesh by Moise goes to the Nizek HaShlishi. So the Gemara said, Pshat in the Mishnah is a little different. Yesh by Moise means, if the Hezek of the fourth was greater than the Hezek of the fifth, that means, let's say, the fifth Nizek is entitled to 50 zuz. The fourth Nizik was entitled to, let's say, to 120 zuz. That was the Hezek of his share. The Hezek was 240 and he's entitled to 120. So, Yesh by Moisel in the Zokin, that means after the last Nizik got his 50 zuz, so the previous, so on the Hezek of the 50 zuz, the Nizik HaRevi was Peshay in this Hezek, so he loses 50 zuz for that Hezek. But Lamaisa, he had a Shibut for 120. So after Hamaisa, that which is left over from the Netila of the Nizik HaAchayim, so he'll take it, because he has a Shibut on, he had a Shibut 120, he lost 50, so now he'll get 70. Im yesh by Moisa ben Nizokin. So Taisva says, Bahashta achrein achrein nisker de masnisen, a achrein shebekulo. It's going on the last one. To hu achamishe koi, avo poomim, sherevi ein loiklum. Vashlishi yeshloi, kegoin sheniske dalet vehei shovim, veniske gimel yiseirem. So Taisva says, what'll be, this is not a generality. That what it says, achrein, achrein niskar, the one who is truly niskar, who is always niskar, is the achrein, that was genizik, and wasn't a mazik. All the others, we can't say they're niska. It matters if there's moiser in the hezek. For example, if the hezek of the fourth and the fifth are the same, so the fourth loses whatever shibud he had in the shir, that goes to the fifth, so he doesn't get anything. If the third had a moiser, some amel will go to the third. So the terminology achrein, achrein niskar is we have to learn it with a grain of salt, and it means the achrein is zicha niskar. The others, there's no klal of achrein niskar. Could be, by Moshe, the first one will be niskar, and the others won't be niskar. You can't say a klal achrein, achrein niskar. The Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz asks Amir de Kikasha. I mean, he says, first of all, the lashon achrein, achrein niskar is, I mean, achin, achin, he means the latter ones are niska, this upset. Then he says, let's learn the Mishnah Elach. Shoshanogach abo b'chamisha shvom zeh achar zeh. Yishalim la'achin shebehem. So the Mishnah said, Klok, you pay the achin. So no, now the achin gets paid. Vim yesh by Moisa, now there's a nudin. Vim yesh by Moisa, yasal shafonim. Yesh by Moisa, yasal shalafonim. Va'achin, achin niska. So, Yishalim la'achin, we said already that the achin gets. Now there's a nudin of achin, achin niska. So, what does Taisa says? That means that the last one gets tzedek. That's what we said, Yishalom la'achin. We know already, Yishalom la'achin. So, achin, achin, niska means that the one who's closest to the last is niska. That's what it means, achin, achin, niska. So, he said, the lashon of the Mishnah is very difficult. Zokt the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about as follows. The first chelik of the Mishnah is speaking about, let's say, all the hazekis are similar. So each nizik that was taifis, when it was mazik, the nizik afterwards, so whatever he had in the shirt goes to the next nizik. The next nizik head goes to the next nizik. Yishalim l'achin. So that means the achin was a nizik and not a mazik. So merely yishalim l'achin. That's that. Vim yesh boi moisa. What is if the hezik of the achin was, let's say, 50? The hezik of the third, the hezik of the third was 120. The hezek of the second was also 120. So now we have, there's a $70 difference that's left over after the achin took. So who's gonna get the $70? The third one or the second? So he says the third one's gonna get the $70. Because the second one was mazik the $120 of the third one, so he owes him. He owes them. So the $70 that's left over goes to the, if the fourth, the hezek of the fourth was 50, the hezek of the fifth was 50, the hezek of the third was 120. So I'm yesh by moiso. So who is the moiso? The third one had a hezek of 120. So now there's left over 70. So the third one wants to get the 70, and the second one wants to get the 70. And Shuldik, the second one lost his 70 because he was mazik the third one, also 120. So Lemay says, so that's achrein, achrein niska. That means the one who has a bigger hezik, so he's next online to get this maisa. And even though there's someone before him that also has a bigger hezek than the last one, but the one that's before him was mechuyev to pay it to him. So memele. So that is pshat. Yesh by moisa achin achin iska. The last one who has a moisa beniskoi, he'll get it because the one before him who has the same moisa is mechuyev to pay it him because the one before him was typhus. He was a mat. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz says. So the lashon of the Mishnah is much, much clearer. Now, we have a Moiradike Taisvis, which is, very Zlabedik, what Taisvis says further. Vafilu Chamishi, now Taisvis says, I just said, Achin Achaniska means the last one gets Valti. Vafilu Chamishi Nami, Pa'omim she'ein lo'i kol niskai. Amol, the chamishi won't get the whole nezik. Im nezokov yiseirim al shel revi, if the nezik of the fifth one is more than the nezik of the fourth one, that means like this. Let's speak a case. The nezik of the fourth one was 50 zuz. He's entitled to 50 zuz. The nezik of the fifth one was 120 zuz. Isn't that 120 zuz? Zoktaisvis, so the nizik, achamishi, will only mount 50 zuz from the fourth one. The fourth one was taifasid. and he'll mourn 50 zuz from the fourth one, and Nebuch, his 70 zuz, he won't get. In the Zok of Yisayim HaShel Revi, She'einoi noitel elo chelkoi shel Revi, he only gets the chelik of the Revi, whatever the Revi he had, that's what he's going to get. More than that, he's not going to get. Umiu, so, now Tosfos, the Tosfos Rabbein Peretz, we see what was bothering Tosfos. So Tosfos just said a very big chiddush. We'll see in the Masho how big this chiddush really is. But the while Tosfos said the Achrayim does not all the time get what he was genizik. If the Revi, the hezek of the Revi was less than the Achrayim doesn't get only what the Revi had. So the Tosfos Rabbein Peretz says. The Mishnah says Yishalom Lachem. I mean, what do you do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Yishalom Lachem. So Tais says, the Mishnah is speaking about the Ol Shove. When the Ol Shove, so then Yishalom Lachem. That's what the Mishnah is speaking about. Everyone had a hezek of 100. So Memele, so all the Nizoikim who were Taifas lost their 100 because it was Mazik the next Nizi. And the Achim will get paid, finished. That's the Mishnah. But I'm telling you, the Mishnah isn't speaking about all cases. The Mishnah is speaking about the Shoven. But if it's not Shoven, and the Hezek of the Achen is more than the Hezek of the Revi, the Achen will only get what the Revi, what the Shibud of the Revi was. Now let us see the Marshal. There's a Muradike Marshal. Lies by Tzorchin on Taisvus. The first Marshal in Shosh and Nogach. Zuck the Marshal. Divrayim Tmuyim. He says, the Tosfos is a pella. The lome lo yeyachemishi neutel miguf hamazik. The share was mazikim. We had, the share was worth 200 zuz. The nizik revi had a hezek of 50 zuz. The nizik achemishi had a hezek of 120 zuz. So why isn't the nizik goive from the share hamazik? The lama leyachemishi neitel miguf hamazik, kami chelik hashlishi, umeyasheni, umeyabaylim gufayu. This is a sure time that was mazikim. Was geitem on? This sure was mazik. He has to be goyva from the guf hashur. Vashem echayim l'sham lebaylim, mashiv sidoi. And the shem echayim lebaylim. That means, he's a shomer of all the other Bailam. He had 50. Good, but he's a shomer on the whole shomer, according to Rabbi Shmuel. He's a shomer on the whole shomer. So Memele, the Nizik will get 120, and who we take away from, so the shomer will pay that person. Kedemuchach lekama. And he brings the Gemara further. Now let us just mention what the Gemara says further. The Gemara says further, Amar de Kizach. Reuben had a share, and gave it over to Shimon to watch, and the share was mazik. The share was mazik, let's say for practical purposes, this share was worth 100 zuz, the share of Nizik was worth 200 zuz, so Memele, and the Shema was Pesheya, and the Shema, the share, the share of Reuven, who he had given over to Shimon, was Mazik Levi, was Mazik Levi's share. And now, the Levi is supposed to get now 100 zuz. The share is worth 100 zuz. Staten the Gemara, Levi takes the share. This is a share time. I'm on Megufoy. Shimon is the shomer, he'll pay Reuven for, he was a shomer, he was supposed to watch it. I was mesavev you a loss of 100 zuz. Fine, so I'll pay you for the 100 zuz. But that's the seder. The seder is, if you're genizik from a shomer tam, you pay from the guf asher, If there's someone that was a shomer, if there's someone that was a shomer, and the shur he was supposed to watch, it shouldn't be matzik, so that's his responsibility to pay the bailim, that he didn't do a proper job of watching. But the nizik comes from the guf asher, so he doesn't even it's getem gol nishtam shimon from the shlishi, from the sheini, from the rishim, from the bail, whatever there is, he should take. As they fragt the marshal, then he says he found the shilti geboyim master's kasha. So here it says on the bottom, Ein Shachar Shemishpot Sheyishe Bakushe Petuftam. The Shachar for the Marshal's Kasha brings down the Marshal, the Shulti Geborim, and he answers the Kasha. The Shach says as follows. The Shach says that the Gemara that the Marshal brought was speaking about Reuven had a shirt. So Reuven entrusted Shimon with the Shmiras Hashir. I mean, I'm supposed to watch the Shir. I got Shimon to watch the Shir. Shimon, so Lemaise, I have a Shir. The Shmira of my Shir, I gave over to Shimon. Shimon was Peshaya. But since I gave over my Shir to Shimon, so I'm responsible for, I mean, that's the Shmira I made. By giving it over to Shimon, if there was not a sufficient shmira, so I'm responsible to pay with the guf asher. It's shmiros nolecho. You gave it over to batlona shishayma, so that's how you made the shmira. You gave it over to batlona shishayma. So memele, but you, so that's called you are peshay and the shmira by giving it over to batlona shishayma. So it's you tevei mi guf asher. The Shema owes you money, was master your money. But that's the Seder. That means you're mechuyiv to pay for the Hezik, because it's shmiros nalecha, and you weren't Shema properly. You gave over. The batlon is Shema. So Tishach, but the case, by our case over here, let's not make him let's go in to Tunezoikim, the Bailam of Tunezoikim. So the shoyr was mazik, the first nizik was mazik $50. The second nizik, now the nizik was taifis, and the second nizik was mazik 120. Fine, 120. So now the nizik comes, he wants the mon from the guf asher, wants the mon from the bailam. The bailam lost $50. We'll make it a little simpler. The Bailam lost $50 from the shir. It's Meshubet to the first Nizik. Now, the first Nizik was Taifis, and it was Mazik, the second Nizik, 120. So, 50 he gets from the first Nizik. That's Meshubet to you, and if I count, so you're responsible for that Chelik, so then I'll take over that 50. But there's another 70 involved. So the Masha said, no, so let him go to the guf asher, like every bailam. He says, Anshudik, he says, you can't go to the bailam. The bailam is an onus. It's his fault. It was peshei b'shmire. The staff has grabbed it away from him. What should he do? He grabbed it, what should he do? He grabbed the shir away from me. So memele, and now it's, I can't get hold of it. He's holding the shirt till I'm older, but then wants to make sure to get his 55. In the meantime, it was Mazik. So what should I do? I'm responsible for the Hezik. I'm Shuldik. I'm not responsible for the Hezik. The Gemara that if a Bailim gave over to a Shema, so Pshat is your Mechuyi Bishmirosai, and you pick the Shema, he should be the Shema. So again, that's how you're watching it. You watched it with a Batlon is Shema. So that's called your Peshay and the Shmiras Asher. So your Mechuyi have to pay. Forget you are Peshay. You possessed Asher HaMazik, you are Peshay Bishmiras Asher, you got a hold of a Batlon is Shema. So mainly you have to pay for it. That's good. The Baal Asher was Peshaya by getting a batlon the Shishayma.
So there, so that's the same. So it's morning megufoy. But over here, taina teshach, that, why should the Baal HaShem to lose his share? What did I do? I'm an onus. So my mele, if I'm an onus, so I'm a mechiv to lose my chelik in the share. I owned $150 in the share. And it was mazik, and I was an onus. I couldn't do anything to prevent this. So mele, how can he mon for me? So therefore, you only mon the $50 from the pesheya. The first nizik was the pesheya. For him, you mon $50. For me, don't you chapel with me. I'm an onus. As I am for the shach. That's the tuf tam that the shach answers. I'm going to the kitaritz. The mashos tushtal is not a skal. Kum tek tois. The tois asks two kashas on the shach. And first of all, he asked a kasha. And if he's an honest, who says he's potter to pay? And if he's an honest, who says he's potter to pay? But being a rider, an honest is also chayv to pay. So in Chedushi Rab Reuven, he explains what's the mahalach. An honest should be chayv to pay. I mean, with the yosha. He's an honest, the Bailam is an honest, and he should lose his share. Mapishi machatosi, where's the Yosha? So Rab Reuven brings a mirror de Geir Sameach. We mentioned this war already once, but we'll mention it again. The Sameach, Rab Chaim Dachmi mentioned this war. We hear a Gemara in the first Perek, a mirror de Gemara. The Gemara said that a share shall hefker, that was mazik, a share tam is potter. A share shall hefker, that was mazik is potter. What do you mean it's potter? It's hefker. Hey, the nizik can take it. It's hefker. So what would mean it's potter? So the Moses says, no, it's something like this. Asher shel hefker was mazik Reuven shir. Reuven shir is worth, let's say, $200. The Asher shel hefker is worth $100. It was mazik Reuven shir. Right? Now, after the hezik, Bedel chaps the shir. I have the kesher, the chashot, the batashris. He goes and chaps the hefker the kesher, takes it for himself. So if a share shall hefker would be chayiv, so now the nizik would come to Bedel and take away the share. The share was mazik my, before you was zeich in the share was mazik my share. So memeile to me the share, it's meshuba to me. Kamash Malon is exeris akos of shayr ish v'lo yishayr shal hefke. So that means there's no chiyav on a shayr shal hefke. So that's why, that's the chiddush of mish shayr shal hefke is potter. But with Arab azunder exeris akos of, the din would be that the nizik comes over to Bedel, who was zoiche in the shayr after the hezik, we take away from him the shayr. How does this work? When the share was mazik, there was no bailam whatsoever. Who's responsible for the hezik? What if he's taking it away from Bedel? The share was mazik, there was no bailam. No one is responsible for the hezik. So, how would the nizik be zeich in the share? You need exeris akos to say no, that he's potter. Who is responsible for the hezik? Zukter Sameach, Zukter Abchayim, I got news for you. Asher Tam, you mon from the Guf Hashem. Not totally in Bailim. The Sher that was Mazik, Asher Tam, I'm on me Guf Hashem. I don't care. You have to, you belong to no one. I am a Tviya to the Guf Hashem. Who is responsible for this? No one is responsible. So Sher Shalevke. I don't care. But the Tviya of Asher, of the three of Asher Tam Yemon Megufay, this share was mazik. I mon from the share. That no one has to be responsible. It's Asher Hefke. It says God Asher Hefke is exeris akos of Asher Yisvele Asher Shalevke. So you don't get a schus in the share tam. You need a share ish. But if you have a share ish, now you're going to come and tell me, well, I'm an onus. Says I, it's not my fault. Who cares? The chiyuv But by keret, the mon from the guf asher has nothing to do with the pshiyas abayla. The shayel was mazik, the nizik is a schus to be goyva from the guf asher. So the choice is mitzadet to say, he doesn't forget the mashos gerech, not the shach. The mashos gerech, the schus, the schus tvi what a nizik has from a Thomas Begufoy. So who cares? He's an onus, he's not an onus. I'm money from the shayel, not your pshia is mechayim the tashlumen. The I have a tweet to the guf asher. So the mashos gerech, Taisvus is takapela. Mashos apa tzorchin on Taisvus. That's one mahalach in the ktsois. And then the second mahalach in the ktsois is, he says, a filo will say that an onus is potter. He says, but here it's not speaking about that he's an onus, because we just learned the previous Taisvus. Taisu said, according to Rabbi Kiva, I feel he was a tofus, you mon from both of them. And that's the Mishnah. You mon from both Bailam. He's an onus. He's an onus. How can you mon from the Bailam? The Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Kiva, you mon from all the Bailam. You mon from all the Bailam. And Taisu says, the speaking about that he was a tofus. No. So according to say, he's not an onus. It's not an honor, so it's not an honor, so be it. So why did the shach is nishkere? That's the ktaisis kasha on the shach. The chazanish says the second kasha is not gefelach. The chazanish says it's a big chilek between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Kiva, that what the nizik chapt, he chapt to watch his chilek. I'm not taking away from you. I have a chelik here, you have a chelik. I'm chapping my chelik. I'm not taking away from you at all. So memele, so there the bailam, you want to come and watch also? The cholakovet, we should be. So you can also watch the shah. The chiv shmir is on both of us. You're not an onus. It's a shah shall shoot them. You can also watch them, but you're not an onus. I'm not taking away from you. I'm taking my chelik, according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Yishmael, I don't have a chelik. I'm taking away from you. I want to hold yours till there be a mother bedin. There could be, he's an onus. He doesn't want the bailam around. So could be the shach is right. You can't ask from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. But I just would want to mention So we have here the Al Kaponim, the Tois, and the Marsha, the Shilta Geburim, the Esk and Toisvith. So one Teretz we have the Shach Teretz, that we say that an onus is Potter, and therefore you cannot mon from the other Bailim, you can only mon from the last Nizik, how much the last Nizik had in the Shem. That's the Shach Teretz. The Pnei Yeshua wants to say Pshat and Taisus to vent from the Mashos Kasha. The Mashos Kasha is Apella. It means Apella and Taisus. So the Pnei Yeshua says as follows. Taisus is speaking about, let us just, I'll tell you the case in a minute. Let's just speak out a case. Taisus is speaking about a case as follows. The Shoyl was worth $200. The first Nizik, it was Mazik, $400. So the $200, he's entitled to the $200. The first Nizik is entitled to $200. The second Nizik was $50. Second Nizik was $50. That's Yesh by Moisa. So the $50 from the first Nizik goes over to the second Nizik. That. In Yesh Boy Moiso. Oh, now the share of we'll make three Nizakin. There's the Bailam that had a share that's worth 200 zuz. Now the shoyer was mazik, the hezik aleph, that was worth 400 zuz. So now the nizik has the whole shoyer is mishabetem. Fine. Now now he was typhus the shoyer. So he was typhus the shoyer that's mishabetem 200 zuz. Now it was mazik the second nizik for 50 zuz. So he owns now 150 zuz in the share. The second nizik owns 50 zuz. Now the second nizik was typhus, who was mazik the third nizik for 400 zuz. And now the that's what Taisus is speaking about, is mazik the third nizik for 400 zuz. So now the third nizik is supposed to get 200 zuz. So what is Taisus saying? So Taisus is saying, the third nizik can only get 50 zuz. The second nizik, that was Pesheya. You can't get from the first nizik. You can't get from the first nizik. The mashok, if I wasn't, what can he get? He wants from the guf asher. What can he get from the first nizik? Zukte marsho, zukte pnei yeshu, amir di gezach. What is the taina of the third nizik? You know, it was mazik. I had a share of 400 zuz. And it was meshubet to me for 200 zuz. So I want them on the 200 zuz. Zoktem the erish the nizik. I also had a share of 400 zuz. And it was, and I also have a shibut. And I got news for you. My shibut is first. Not your shibut. My rishin niska, fakel. Was why are you better than me? So fakel. So in this case, Taisus means to say, that the nizik ha'achin cannot mon from the previous nizikim, because the previous nizikim, if there's meiser, and they still weren't geiver, they're meiser, so they're entitled to be geiver before the last nizik, because Ashibud is first. That shot in Taisvis. We're talking about meiser ben nizikim. We're not speaking about that this left over by the violent. If it's left over by the violent, then taka the nizik ha'achin come on. That's a nechanami if it's left over for the bailam. But we're speaking about yeshlei moisa behezekon. Yeshlei moisa behezekon. So then the previous nizik has the din kedima over the last nizik. That's how the Bnei Yeshua says pshat and toisvis to veemper the mashos kash. Now we have here a new sugya. Interesting sugya. Tnan hosom. We learned a mishnah. Hatoikeya lechaveiroi. Hatoikeya lechaveiroi, so Rashi has two taichin. What's the taichin? Hatoikeya lechaveiroi. Hamake keneged osnei loshen moiri. My Rabbi said he gave him a zetz by opposite his ear. Lishna achine tkiya mamish. He blew into his ear. And we'll see this, we're speaking, Rashi, this is Shitas Rashi, this is a pis. This is a boishes. There's a din tashlum a boishes over here. Not to give him a zetz on the ear, or to give him, or to blow into his ear, is boishes. So memela, so the shir chazal wa meshaya, the shir boishes, noisen leisel, gives him a sel. Rab Yudha oima, mishum rab yoise glili, mone. He could pay a mone. Now, there's 25 seller in a money. So you have a machloikis, a big machloikis, they says, much it's sick, why there's such a big helchik. Al Kaponim, Rav Yudah says, Chazal wa Mishaya, that you give a seller, there's a standard price of a seller for such a boishis, and Rav Yudah says, Amon. Ahu Gavre, so we have a Mishnah now. Now, it was, you learn Mishnayos, it's very good, but when it comes to Lamaise, you have a stickle of problems. Ahu Gavre, there was a person, the Toka Lachavre. So the Dintayre came to Rav Tuvia Bar Masne. Now, Rav Tuvia Bar Masne knew the Mishnah, you pay a seller, but he didn't know what the Taitch of sellers. He didn't have a Mishnah Mugwares, if it's a seller Medina or a seller Tzuri. A seller Tzuri is four zuzim. A seller Medina
is an eighth of a seller, so is a half a zuz. Now, he has to be mechayev him to pay this boishes.
He pays a seller, but it's a, he doesn't know what kind of seller you pay. He doesn't know what kind of seller you pay. So, yeah. So, he sent to Rabbi Yosef. Sholche Rav Tuvi Bamasl Kamed Rabbi Yosef. Sella Tzurit. Maybe tell me Pshan the Mishnah. Sella Tzurit Nana, Sella Medina Nana. You pay 4 zuzim, or you pay a half a zuz. Amalei. So, it's Rabbi Yosef. What to the Bingaraya? It also wasn't klar. So a good child, if not Meisel, what the Mishnah is speaking about. On Malay Tinisua, we learned in our Mishnah, Ushnayim Orishoinim Dinelzov. Our Mishnah was, we had a whole scenario over here, according to Rabbi Kiva, that Yuchlat Asher, Asher Shavu Masayim, Shinog Asher Shavu Masayim, and so then, the, after the first Negiche, the Nizik and the Bailam have, each one has 100 zuz. It was Negeach again, so now the last Nizik has 100 zuz, each one has 50 zuz. It was Negeach again, and they have a whole Chagadya over here. So Memela, the last Nizik has 100, the previous Nizik gets 50, and the other two Nizikin get 25 zuz, which is a dinozol. That's what the Mishnah says. Hat Rabbi Yosef gefragt der Kasche, why didn't this Chagadya continue? Let's go further. And now it was Masik again. So it'll be that the last one will have 100, and the one before will have 50, and then they'll come out that the Bailam Arashayn will have 12 and a half. We'll come out that the Bailam Arashayn will have 12 and a half. So, to ask such a kasha, I'll tell you this. Mishnah doesn't want to like to speak about halves. Mishnah doesn't like to speak about fractions. So that's why the Mishnah stopped over here. But if you say, when it says the Mishnah Sela means Sela Medina, you don't just speak about fractions. So it should have said in the Mishnah, another case, we could have accomplished another case in the Mishnah, that it will have that the Bailam Arishonim and the Nizik, each one remains with 12 zuzim and a seller. Why didn't the Mishnah say this case? 12 zuzim and a seller is a raya because tam seller and a Mishnah is a seller tzuri. So, and here he has to pay 12 and a half zuz. So, the Mishnah doesn't speak about seller medina. So Memela, so he doesn't want to speak about fractions. So that's why he stopped on the case before. But if Stam Sela would be Sela Medina, the Mishnah should have said another case, and we could have had a whole Chagadya that each one ended up with Treser, Zuz, Vesela. That was Rabbi Yosef's Raya. It's a Raya from their Mishnah that Stam Sela is Sela Tzuri. Let's see in a Beinik. Omalei tenisu evarai from the Mishnah. Ushnaim arishayinim dinerzov. Bisal kedaitach. Toni, tane, selam medina. If we say when it says in the Mishnah, selam means selam medina. Nifleg venisne at treisal vesela. Let's go another case. That there was another Ezek. In the Bailam arishayinim, and the Nizik end up with 12 zuzin a selam. Omalei, so Rav Tuvia told Rav Yosef, Tanaki Ruchla Lesne Beleisel, please, that's the reason, if a seller is a seller Medina, so it should have said this game. How many cases have to say? We have already enough cases. Another case it should say. So Mela, we're back to a problem. We don't know how much a seller means. My Havalo. So what's Pshat Sela? Poshtua Mahodo Rav Yehuda Marav. So the Gemara was Poshtu Namem Rav Yehuda Marav. Kol Kesef HaOmer B'Toyre Kesef Tzuri. Wherever this the Mishnah is speaking about Achiv HaToyre, so then it says Sela, it means a Sela Tzuri. V'shel Divreyem Kesef Medina. But if it's speaking about Achiv the Rabbonon, it says Sela, means Sela Medina. So Memela, we'll see. that this Rashi says this is a shir de rabbonim. This din that for fazet you blow on someone's ear, you pay yourself. This is a rabbonim de ketashlum. They gave a standard price. It's not the standard price they gave a seller medina. So the mail said the rabbonim de keshir. So it's a seller medina. Forget. So now the nisbah.
Amale Yahu Gavre. Hoyu Palge de Zuzu. They say, so there was the middle of Bezin, they were trying to forget how much he owes him. So the whole thing I'm going to get is a half a Zuz. By being there, don't give me the half a Zuz. Nice veil on me. Give it for Tzedakah. Huh? A half a Zuz. It's a big basic. I told him, get up. Four Zuz is up there. Chaticha real is carpet, a half a Zuz. Give it for Tzedakah. That was the Mishkol Rishon. Danaka Kuma the Yitzhar, listen, I have a Zuz. I reckon, look, it's mine, Chayacha Koidman, why are you giving me a Zuz? How the Roma, the lady said, like, nice vinelli, no, give it to me. He's leaving, I have a good time with it, I have a Zuz, I can buy a bag of potato chips. Change my mind. Oma lei, Rav Yosef, Kvazochu Beyanin. No. Too late already. There was a Maimed Shloshtim. There was three people here. There was the Mavayish, the Nizbayish, and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, the din was brought to Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef was the dain. So there's three people standing here. Now the Mavayish owed the Nizbayish a half a zuz. The Nizbayish said, give it for tzedakah. And Rav Yosef was a gabit tzedakah. So that's my mitzloshtim. I say the money that you owe me, give to the aniyim. And Rabbi Yosef was a gabit tzedakah. And shuldik the aniyim already zeichen the same zuz. You can't be chayz anymore. Kvar zoche bei aniyim. Ba'aval gav delek aniyim hoche. Where's the aniyim? In the my mitzloshtim there was no aniyim. There was, if there's an understanding of it, there was Rav Yosef and the Mavayish and the Mizbayish. Anan Yad Ani and Anan, but Rav Yosef was the official Gabi. From Rav Yudah Mishmuel, Yisoymim Einan Srichen Prozbo, Bechein Toni Rami Bachome, Yisoymim Einan Srichen Prozbo, Rav Gamliel, Ubeiz Dinei Avin, Shoy Yisoymim Oyu. So Vezden, is metapol betolchei ha-yesoymim. So that is metapol betolchei ha-niyim from a mailer, so no problem. So I was there already, it's too late. That is the subject. Now let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Nois and loy, sella, the may boishtay, the matza, the nezit, the ripay, and yeshnam sham, but the boishis is the standard rate of a sella. Who the talk of, right? So now, Bahoyo the Tophos Mishalot, Lavochi Loi Magdina Loi Bebora. Now you have to know what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi had a problem. You have to know what the problem was. As she said, it's in Bobo, you're not going to Boishes Bebora. Person will not be down in the Boishes in Bobo. Why not? So, there's one way to understand this, because that is in all the Nitaris, you need smuchen. You need a bezin of smuchen, you can't say. All of us in Babel, there was no smuchen, there's a jayke. So, a bezin couldn't be done, and any dintail. Now, there were certain Nitaris that the jaykes are shluchim, the kamoy. The bezin made them shluchim. But that's not counting Tayrez, Shesh by Chesalon Kis. I've been that it's a Chesalon Kis. Now, there's no smoke, what can they do? We're going to close shop and the belt that fell in the head kibel. So the Hedyotis are Shlichusai of the Kamoy Kavidna. But they only made them Shlichim when there's a Hefsin moment. When there's a Hefsin moment, so then there's a Din of Shlichusai. Voices, there's no Hefsid Mammon, there's an embarrassment, but there's no Hefsid Mammon, there's no Din Shlichusai. If there's no Din Shlichusai, so Rashi had a problem over here, so what, you're coming to Rav Yosef, you're coming to to be about Masay and Bava. In Bava there was no smuchim, so what's the whole shaila over here? There's no hefted moment by Boishit, so there's no hefted moment, so there's no chiyuv tashlumin. So Rashi says he was a tapas. Why is a tapas mishaloi? A bezin will not be goyve from a mavayish. But if he's already, he has the money already by him, he has Yenim's money. The Nizbayish had Yenim's money by him, or the Pekodin or something. The money was by him already. So Memele, if the money was by him, so then it's not Shat Magvinon. He has the money already. So then bezin could mingle into to say what the psak is, to say what the dinner. Sala tsuri, dalazuzim, sala medine, shmini shabu shala tsuri, ruchati dinner. Bechol mokim shashaninu shum kesef medine, wherever it says kesef, a shum of kesef medine, bein sala, bein shekel, avishmini is the tsuri. The kesef medine was an eighth of the value of the Kesef Tzuri. I mean, we have to understand this man Chazal, the coin, the value of the coins were dependent on the silver content that was in each coin, and the Sela Medina had a, within an eighth of the silver content what a Sela Tzuri is, so that was worth an eighth worth. So Rav Yosef brought a raya that some Sela is Sela Tzuri. Because if it's Sela Medina, Lista Gakati, Lista Gakati, Hosea Venogach, Lesheracha, Shoba Masai, Ha'achrein, Noyfumone, Shilofonov, Hamishim Zuz, Shilofonov, Vinuzov, Shana Rishoyim, Mabailam, and his vacation, Yudbeis Dina, the Sela Medina, Shuchati Dina. So why didn't the Mishnah tell us another case? Ashmamino, Leitoni, Tana, Sela Medina, the Tana did not, the Tana doesn't learn Sela Medina. What will I call it soon? Like, well, the Mishnah Chassi Dina, the Bahatsoim, they want to say a Mishnah of fraction. So, Mamela, that's why he stopped, that the Shnaim Rishonim have a dinosaur. Till they got the memory of Yidim Arad, called Kesef, Shal Dibrayim, Kokain Hai, Yishiur, the Rabban, what's the Rabban and the Kishir? Kesef Turi, Hasela Daladina. Bahadino Mishkolai. Now Rashi wants to tell us practically how big is a dino. What is the weight of a dino? Bahadino Mishkolai Zohu. So it seems this man, Rashi, there was a coin as Zohu, and the weight of this coin. But so if you have a dinner shell kesef that weighs like this coin, that's a dinner. These are four dinners in Minnesota. Behind Kairin, Bekush Tantine, Lizov dinner. Ah, you see, Taki, they call this coin Zov, they call it a dinner. Right? This is the same size of a dinner. Bushnayim Umakse Lemishkal about. So it seems that iron weighs 2.5 times more than gold. The weight of iron is 2.5 times more than gold. So if you'll have a coin, you'll have a coin of it has to be 2.5 times the size of if you'll have a coin that's the size of a zol in Basel, so you need 2.5 of that in gold, because gold has a lighter weight. Hayu palgit is uzuhu, the mechayiv li, the suloi, the whole thing is a half a zuz, people like milta, la mishke, la about a half a zuz, I can infer by the half a zuz. Nice veil on here, I'll give it for the bucket. Then later, the bush went off, and it didn't finish. Anan yad anim anan radyaytse vabagabi bishuli achayivu. Agavuche, before, I'd like to mention, I found that Vayake could bring down, according to Rashi, we had mentioned before that the kingdom was with my Mishloshten, that that the Mizdayish said, the money that you owe me, hit the ani. That's my mishloch, which Adani and Abyeh is Adani. According to Rashi, there's no my mishloch over here. According to Rashi, the Mizdayish had the money, but he was tougher from the money. He was tougher. So now if he's tougher, so no my mishloch, I'm holding the money. I give it to the Anim. How was Rabbi Yosef Zeicher? So if he brings that, others want to say that he gave it to Rabbi Yosef. Hoy lo pal ke de zuz do lay bine, nay svei la niya. And he gave it to Rabbi Yosef. He gave it to Rabbi Yosef, give it to Anim. Al the Ram alay, nay svei la, give it back to me. According to Rashi, there was no chayvah, there was no man with clothing. So he gave it first to Rabbi Yosef, then he told Rabbi Yosef, give it back to me. Maar de Ima Rav Yosef Amdabi Mishili Achoivu Ein Trich and Trugbo de Balavo Hile Mashmu Mishamet Shviyat Lachoiv Shalem Tanan Yedai Diyachmi Anon Where their Yad the Romy Alon Lachuchi Bitzchutai Where it's supposed to take care of their Yitzachism Bukav Shtore Shalem Kimitzuz Lebezin Vami So automatically since Bezin has to take care of their Tzrochim Es kann am Eishe der Reis Lobezne, im Eschmiet, im Segu, wie Schabrut bo. Es kann nur kein Pläne in der Jön, aber es hat es gittig, auf nur kein Gemlio. Den Nossi jo, bei Sinn im Besen Choshe. So der Meile ist, so der Ting ist Besen an its own accord. Is the Metapel, the Tolche, a Yesaimim, so Adin. Besen an its own accord is Metapel, the Tolche, a Yesaimim.